Previously on Grey's Anatomy.
Alex, please tell me that you don't live with Meredith Grey.
The more available he gets, the more I pull away.
I'm used to being number one. I will help you. We'll be like a team.
Dr. Han has agreed to become our new head of cardiothoracic surgery.
Looking forward to it, Dr. Yang.
Ah, good morning.
Trout for breakfast. Again.
Tonight, we will have hot, perfect sex. I'm exhausted.
Maybe tonight's not the perfect night.
Before we were doctors, we were med students, which meant we spent a lot of time studying chemistry.
Well.
Yeah.
That was...
Aerobic.
Aerobic bad?
No. Why, do you think it was bad?
No.
Okay.
No, I mean, obviously we both were nervous.
We've been, waiting for so long. It's like...
You better be good.
Yeah, well, no, better be worth it. Yeah.
Let's just do it again.
Yeah, let's get right back on that horse.
Organic chemistry. Biochemistry. We learned it all.
What's new with you?
I saw my half-sister half-naked.
Oh.
What's new with you?
I had dinner and a movie. With the chief. You could stay.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna go. Leave you wanting more and all of that.
But when you're talking about human chemistry, only one thing matters. Either you've got it, or you don't.
Dry cleaning.
Yeah, you want some coffee?
And tell them that there is a stain on the left sleeve of the blue one. I'm thinking Godfather tonight.
Sounds good.
I'm gonna make him an offer that Gay refuses. Randall?
Yeah, got that.
Hey, I'm taking Meredith Grey from you this week. Her mother was a good surgeon, and I want to see what she's like.
Well, that's not how it works here. You get assigned a resident. There's a schedule.
Well, the schedule doesn't take into account certain things.
Like what?
Like the fact that I don't want Yang. You can have Stevens. She's good, and I'm sure the Shepherd won't mind.
Won't mind what?
She says, hey... She's a woman of substance. You two have nothing in common. I'm late. Drop off the chief's dry cleaning.
You're doing his laundry?
We're helping each other out.
Yeah, what's he doing?
He has an extensive DVD collection.
You're dating the chief.
I don't care if you sleep with Lexi.
Oh, I just can't do it at my house.
It's my house.
Get over it. It was a one-time thing anyway.
Oh, thanks.
Seriously, one time. What's the problem with you and your sister anyway?
She's not my sister.
Hey.
You look weird.
I don't look weird.
What's wrong?
I look fine.
I know you.
It's horrible. The sex. With Izzy. Horrible. It's like she's trying too hard. It's you ever see a porno? Not that Izzy's a porno, she's an angel, but it's like she's trying to channel a porn star. And she's trying to act all dirty and sexy, which sounds great, right? But in reality, I just want to say, Izzy, just because you can do that with your legs doesn't mean that you should.
I want to run.
Run, run, run now.
Oh, I love George.
Oh, God.
I do. I love him. And I'm so happy because he's kind and smart and sweet and sexy. He's perfect. Perfect. Except for the fact that he kisses like a chicken. You know? A chicken pecking the ground for food. Just pecking and pecking and pecking. When he's pecking at me like that, I forget that I love him. I forget that he's kind and sweet and sexy. And I just want to scream, stop pecking me! Did he peck you like a chicken, Mare?
Morning.
Christine and Eva.
I'm painting Burke's apartment, so I can stop calling it Burke's apartment. A happy color, red, like blood. Plus, I am on cardio this whole week. One of the benefits of living with a person who makes a schedule.
I'm on post-op. Again. Second week in a row. Trade with me.
Oh, yeah, no way.
I was talking to Meredith.
Why? I'm with Han.
Dude, wake up and smell the surgical board.
3 days ago, there was a code in room 2037 and no resident to cover it. The schedule is a mess. Your mess. Clean it up.
Chief had on his stern face.
Yeah, you know, I was happy this morning. You know why? Because I have back-to-back surgeries today.
You have on your I want something face.
Will you cover for me? Just do the chief resident thing so I can stay happy. Just today. Please, 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 please.
You want me to...
Be me. But, you know, better. Be you.
How's it going, Jerry?
If by how's it going, you're asking me if I've had the pleasure of taking a crap yet, Dr. Corrett. The answer is... It's not going. Nothing's going. Nothing's moving.
It's been 5 days since your bowel resection. You should be...
Crapping? By now? What's the problem? Did you people botch the surgery? Is there crap leaking out into my body?
So the surgery was a success.
Listen. Dr. Corrett. Oh, mama! I've been divorced twice. My children won't talk to me. I've battled addictions, filed for bankruptcy. My life has basically sucked. But through it all, the one thing I had going for me was I crap like clockwork. It's a simple pleasure. I want it back. So get your little prescription pad and write me a prescription to make me crap.
Gray and Han? She can't do this. She can't just not teach me. It's her job. Torres has to make her teach me.
If the chemistry isn't there.
It's not chemistry. She doesn't like me.
She says it's chemistry.
No, I'm going to Torres.
Dr. Torres wanted me to tell you to find another specialty.
Why?
It's not going to work with Han. So you need to find a way to make it work with another specialty. I suggest you try the ER.
What?
This isn't a request. This is an order from your chief resident.
The ER can't be a candy store. You've got car crashes, impalements. What do you got?
Sprained ankle and an infected bunion.
Can also strip you of your will to live. Okay, go, troll, find me something good.
Dr. Yang? Has Meredith said anything to you about me? Because she's been avoiding me for days.
You know, what did I say to you about talking to me about your personal life?
Help! My baby, I was carrying her down the stairs and I fell and she hit her head. She was crying in the car and now she's not crying anymore. I'm too scared to look at someone. Please tell me if my baby's alive.
Okay, let me help.
She can't be dead, right? You don't die from just falling down the stairs.
Please, let me help. I'll take the baby. Come on.
Okay. Oh my God. Oh my God.
She's breathing. Her front now feels tense. She's lethargic. Take her to trauma 2 and Paige Shepherd.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay. Okay, ma'am, you're going to stop hugging me so I can take care of your baby. Ma'am? 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 I'm not getting a heartbeat. No problem. Get me a crash cart. She's not breathing. Teresa Brotherton, lost vitals encoded. I needled a tension pneumo on the right side. She regained vitals.
So much air in the soft tissue, it's obscuring the ultrasound. Probably punctured an airway as well as her lung. Feel that?
I was talking to Gray. We've got it from here, Dr. Yang.
Call CT, tell him we're on our way.
And you didn't see him swallow it?
You were making your collages while our son quietly choked to death.
It was one marble. Brian, honey, tell your dad you're not dead.
Then ask your mom what the hell collage art is.
Maybe if you came to my studio sometime, you could see for yourself.
Okay, look, I'm too busy working to pay for that
okay,
studio.
Okay, Mom, Dad, just shut up, okay?
Sorry, they're annoying.
Brian, it's rude.
I wonder where he gets that from.
Well, there's not much we can do except wait for it to pass.
So he's fine.
It was one marble. He's not choking or drooling. He'll be fine.
But I still get something, right? You said after we went to the hospital, I'd get whatever I want.
Absolutely, sweetie. You were really brave.
Yeah, buddy, anything you want.
Okay. I want you guys to get a divorce.
How about a puppy?
No, Don.
What? A boy should have a puppy. I know we talked about it, but look, the kid wants...
We'll infiltrate with a mixture of bupivacaine and LIDAR with epi along these areas here.
Is there a surgery that can make me look like her?
You're much prettier than Dr. Stevens.
And how come I can't even remember the last time I had sex? I'll bet Dr. Stevens can remember the last time she had sex.
Here, you don't harass the residents.
She's young. She still has her looks. Although, sweetie, you're already getting worry lines. What do you possibly have to be worried about?
Nothing. I don't have worry lines.
Oh, your frown line is already prominent. Whatever is wrong in your life, you need to fix it quick. Because once this stuff starts to turn south, honey, it is a long way back. Trust me.
You know what this is?
Looks like multiple rib fractures and a massive hemothorax.
Actually, it's you giving up OR2. My patient is emergent.
What do I tell my patient?
If it were me, I'd tell her to age gracefully.
Your baby has a slight brain contusion. Her brain's bruised. It's minor, but I'd like to keep her here for observation.
I gotta tell you, Dr. Shepard, I'm listening to you, but I'm not hearing anything you're saying. Dr. Hahn is taking my wife into surgery right now, and I need to go be with her. You know what you're doing. Go ahead and do it. I need to go be with my wife.
Huh? Wait. What's your daughter's name?
She doesn't have one yet. We just adopted her a week ago and just been trying to get to know her.
Clear. Charge. Clear.
Christian, it's your cardiac epi.
Here you go.
Get ready to cross clamp the aorta.
Heart's responding. Sinus rhythm.
All right. That's twice in 2 hours this woman has died. Let's pick up the pace, everyone. Less time she's on the table, the better. Quite a rush, huh?
Hunt took my OR. She's pushy.
Pushy and rude.
Is she doing a stable tracheotomy?
Yeah, she's trying to save as much lung tissue as possible.
It doesn't make up for pushy and rude.
No, it doesn't.
You patient?
Yeah. I was wondering, do you think I could pick her up? The baby? I mean, the father hasn't really been down here, and she's been through so much already.
That's not why you paged me.
It's not.
No. You paged me because your legs are still shaking from the other night, and you're trying to work up the nerve to invite me to a friendly neighborhood on-call room.
Actually, I paged you because I wanted to know if you could please tell Meredith that I had no idea that her house was your house. She and I, we were making progress, and now she must think that I'm a stalker.
Sorry. Your issues can't be my issues, but I am here for the sex if you need it.
If I need it.
You know you need it.
Have you seen Dr. Torres? She promised me a breakdown for next week's ENT conference by the end of the day.
She asked me to pass it along. Must have slipped my mind. My apologies.
Oh, good. I mean, this is good. This is nice work.
Thank you. I mean, yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
Okay.
Just...
Ow!
Sorry.
You go that way. I go...
You know, we should stop for a sec. We should just... we're a little nervous and awkward. We just have to admit that we're nervous and we're awkward.
Yeah, it's a little awkward.
Yeah, because we just... Because we're nervous. Mm-hmm. So we just need to, you know, get over ourselves.
How?
Be a bigger fantasy.
What?
You know, a fantasy. Could pick a fantasy, any
I will do anything that you want me to.
Anything?
That's what you wanted.
I mean, yes. That's something then.
What did you mean then?
Let's just not ever talk about this again. Please. We have chemistry, George. I know we have it because we had the best sex I have ever had in my life. Do you remember that sex?
I do. It's vague and it's in flashes, but I do.
We want that sex back. We can do this.
Well, I want that sex back. I think I chipped my tooth.
No, I've been trying to do what you said, but it's not working.
What did I say?
To try another specialty.
Yeah, Christina, I have back-to-back surgeries, and I don't know what you're talking about. So,
Dr. Bailey said it was your idea, but I thought maybe I could have some input.
My idea to, for you to try other specialties.
So can I scrub in with you?
You hate ortho.
No, I love ortho. But I can't observe anymore. I need to scrub in, and even if it's on ortho, which I love.
Okay.
Morning.
Morning. I'm a person of substance. Plastics isn't all faceless. I do many substantial, life-changing surgeries.
Hmm.
The stain's still there. So next time, stand there. Make sure you watch a marker with the tape.
Mm.
And everyone thinks it's so easy being the chief's girlfriend.
Hmm.
Need a talk, I'm here.
Oh, hi. I just came by to update him on the baby, but I can come back.
Listen, I had no idea it was your house. I'm not the girl who sleeps around. I'm not. It's just, you know, there's so much going on at home that...
How is she doing?
She made it through the night. That's a very good sign.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, she's strong. She'll make it. She's not gonna let that baby grow up without a mother, huh? Hey, you okay? No, don't try to talk, okay?
Your baby's fine. She's feeding well. She's doing great. I can get her if you'd like. Dr. Gray, why don't you go get the baby?
You're Dr. Gray, too. Are you two sisters?
No. Just same last name.
I was just thinking about this crap I took in the army.
Still nothing? Gave you a pretty good laxative.
Not strong enough, apparently. Have a seat, Dr. Karev. If I can't crap, you're going to sit here while I reminisce.
Morning, Harriet. Get you out of bed. Get you mobile.
I'm in too much pain. Leave me alone.
Yep, the best thing for pain is to get you out of bed. Get moving. Feel much better.
I will feel better if you leave.
Harriet?
Stop scowling. You can scowl later when you actually have something to scowl about. When your ass expands and you get a double chin. But right now, you are young. You should be having fun. Go. Start enjoying your life. You're getting uglier by the minute.
Take another bag.
Dr. Her
heart stopped again. They got it started, but I can't deal with her right now. Could you just take her back?
Continue CPR.
No rhythm. Now! Could you take her away now?
Let's go with Abby.
Okay.
Dr. Torres, can I talk to you a minute?
I'm in the middle of a shattered femur.
Thank God for men who ride motorcycles, right, Yank?
Right.
There's some scheduling issues you have to deal with.
Yeah, can you handle that again?
Thank you.
talk to Dr. Torres. My patient won't crap and won't stop talking about it. I'm done.
Dr. Torres in there. My facelift won't walk, and she is abusive. I can't work with her.
Dr. Shepard's ready to discharge Teresa Brotherton's baby, but the father's in no condition to take care of her.
Okay. Is there a problem?
Just a little administrative traffic jam. Dr. Torres has it under control. Okay, here's what's gonna happen. Take Crap Man and put him in the same room with Lazy Facelift. They can abuse each other. The baby can stay another night. Now get out of here. And if anyone asked, none of this was my idea.
Excuse us, where did it hurt?
Didn't the marble come out?
Yeah, last night.
It really hurts. I ate some more.
You what? You said you took the rest from his room.
I did.
Well, obviously you didn't.
Hey! Ryan, how many did you eat?
Eight.
Is this what you ate? Brian, this isn't a marble. This is a magnet. Page Dr. Bailey, tell her it's an emergency.
The magnets take the path of least resistance to get to each other. If that means going through the wall of the intestine, then that's what they're going to do. Yeah, I'm looking at Perf Bowel here. He's going to need surgery.
Dr. Bailey? There's another one. It's moving.
Like a slow-motion gunshot. All right, we gotta stop it before it rips through his stomach and kills him.
Here we go, Cherry.
What the hell is this?
Oh, room shortage. Gonna have to double up.
What?
Yeah. Harriet, meet Jerry.
This is absurd.
Oh, not so angry, Jerry. It's not good for the complexion, right, Harriet?
Harriet, Jerry may be monopolizing the bathroom for a few hours, so if you need to go, I'd go now.
This is unacceptable.
I don't even think it's legal.
Well, my advice would be to get yourself discharged as quickly as possible.
See ya.
There's 7 magnets in my tray. He said he swallowed 8. He has a hole in his diaphragm. One could have wandered up to his chest. Forceps.
Aren't you going to repair the diaphragm?
First, I want to see if the magnet will find me.
You know, he did this so his parents would get a divorce. They fight all the time, so he made himself sick so they would take him seriously.
You bet they take him seriously now.
No, they just said they try not to fight so much.
I'm elbow deep in their 8-year-old. Sounds like something a little extra effort can't fix.
You're probably right.
I am so right about so many things. It'll make your head spin.
Her hands are beautiful. I mean, surgically. The finesse.
I was in ortho all day. There's no finesse to breaking bones.
Carpentry, yeah. You want finesse, you should try plastics. It's all finesse.
Yeah. No room for error when you're dealing with someone's face.
It's more than just facelifts. I'm a board-certified ENT. I take out tumors. It's also a lot of facelifts. But even a facelift, I'm changing a life. I'm holding someone's future in my hands.
Holding a heart is way better.
She's good.
Yeah.
She's sleeping, but we can go in if you want to.
Dr. Hahn said that Teresa's... Well, she's not in good shape. Her other lung is leaking now. And they can't operate because her heart is too weak from all the strain. So they're going to see if she's going to make it through the night. And reassess in the morning.
I am so sorry.
Yeah. I need to know who to call just in case my wife doesn't make it. I can't do this on my own. I know what I'm capable of, and I can't raise a kid without my wife. A kid that's not even my own blood. A kid deserves family. And hey, I'm not a bad guy, and I see her, and she's
She's good. You know, she's a good baby. But I'm not.
You're her father. She needs you. She needs you now more. You're her father.
I don't feel like her father. I look at her and I just... I see that she's not mine. She's just a baby.
What did you do tonight?
I stayed late at work because my house is a brothel. What did you do?
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, dinner and a movie.
Dinner and a movie?
Dinner. I'm sorry. I'll just, okay, I'm sorry, okay?
Lots of fun, you know? It's just been too much. Too much pressure.
Yeah.
Too much trying. We just gotta get back to having fun.
Yeah. So it's a box of props?
Box of fun.
Okay. Kind of.
Box of fun and booze, because I figure it can't hurt.
Yeah? Yeah. Oh, it's
that. No, you know what? Don't say it. This will work.
Yeah.
We will work. We just need to take the pressure off.
Yeah.
We have the house to ourselves tonight.
Good.
We're going to have a drink. And we're going to play.
We'll play.
Play. With our box of fun.
You definitely don't want to go in there.
Alex. George and Izzy?
Yeah.
The chief just saw me naked.
Yeah, nice.
I thought I said no having sex with her at this house.
I didn't invite her over.
Hi.
Hey.
Alex, do you want to get a drink at Joe's?
Yeah, sure.
Alex. There's no rule that says he can't have a drink with me.
Actually, there is. I'm making one. No drinking with Alex, no sleeping with Alex.
What exactly did I ever do to you?
Get your own friends. Get your own life. Stop living in mine.
Screw you. I'll wait at the car.
I know that was mean, but she's everywhere.
You say she's not your sister. You say you don't want to know her. So why the hell do you care so much?
I don't care.
Morning.
Hey, I get to work.
Yeah, me too. Gotta go.
All I'm saying is, the next time you have company, lock the door.
All I'm saying is the next time you come over, you should knock.
Where is she?
Oh, well, looks like she finally got out of bed. Oh! Oh my God!
We're adults. Don't look so shocked.
She always looks like that.
Well, I guess he finally crapped. What?
Even they have chemistry.
Dr. O'Malley, he's... Brian, he's really going to be okay, right?
Kids bounce back more quickly than adults, so...
We used to be really happy.
I'm sorry?
My husband and I, we really were. Before... Brian was a colicky baby, and Don lost his job, and my mother died, and all this baggage piled up.
I'm done.
I just keep thinking that we have to get back there. Maybe Brian's right. Maybe Don and I do need a break from each other. We haven't been happy in a long time.
Open the blind.
How's the vent?
Tax charge.
Good. Pressure stable.
She put on a heart and lung machine in her room?
Yeah, she wasn't going to survive another day without the surgery. And she was too unstable to transport to the OR, so Han had to bring the OR to her. It's pretty genius, right?
It's genius.
Dr. Gray? Make sure her lines are clear. The last thing we need is a kink to send her into a rest. Anybody gets so much as a bad feeling, we stop and we reassess.
She's going to make it, right? He said he's going to give the baby up if she doesn't make it. She has to make it.
Okay, people.
Kind of busy right now, Lex.
Road trip. Mr. Brotherton, we need to go now. I will send Dr. Gray out to you with periodic updates. I promise I'm going to do everything in my power to fix your wife.
I do. I have a thing for her.
It's going to end badly.
You don't know that.
Yes, I do.
What do you know? You're dating the chief.
You know what? That joke's not funny anymore. It's overused.
Lover's quarrel?
Oh,
we're not quarreling. It's not a quarrel.
More importantly, we're not...
Go through the trouble to choose a movie... He should have enough common courtesy to mention it if he makes other plans. A phone call, a note, something. And if he's not going to pick up my shirts, just tell me. I'll pick them up. I'm perfectly capable of picking up my own shirts.
No, no, you're not. You're not capable of picking up your shirts. You're not capable of doing anything on your own. If I wasn't around, you'd starve in a dirty shirt and die a lonely death.
Oh, for God's sake.
You know, I offered you a place to put your trailer, and you've been taking advantage ever since. You can't handle picking up the dry cleaning or doing the cooking, so I have to pick up all the slack.
Hold that thought.
You see? You can't handle the truth.
I definitely have a thing for her.
Miranda, do you have any idea why the Brotherton's baby's still here?
I believe Dr. Torres decided to keep the baby here for another day.
Well, why would she do that if Dr. Shepherd was ready to discharge her?
I don't know. You have to ask Dr. Torres.
Mm-hmm.
If it was me and the mother kept coding, I might keep the baby around so they could get a little more time together.
Mm-hmm. And why did Torres have Stevens and Karev put their patients in the same room? That's a clear violation of protocol.
You have to ask her. But those two patients were impossible, and neither one was willing to follow post-op instructions. So, I mean, if it was me, I would put them both in the same room so they could encourage each other to get out of here.
And she told Dr. Yang to find a new specialty? That's a pretty odd thing to say to someone who has such an affinity for cardio.
Again, you'll have to ask Torres. But it has to do with the fact that Erica Hahn's putting her through her paces, so Yang needs to see what else is out there, otherwise she won't fight hard enough to stay with cardio. I'm just guessing. You need to ask Torres.
Well, that's just what I'm going to do. It's been an hour. We should have heard something.
Well, the fact that we haven't heard anything is good. That means that they've got her in the OR and they've opened her up. Yeah, every step of this that she survives is good.
Oh, God.
So, we were able to find one puncture in her remaining lung. We're preparing to place a patch over it. Hopefully that's the only leak, and hopefully the patch will hold. I should be getting back. You know, you said your wife bonded instantly with the baby. For some people, it's like that. For other people, They need a little more time with the baby before they can feel like a family. I bet you know her better than you think you do.
All I know is that she cries. Okay, and she eats a lot. You know, we were going through formula like crazy. She sleeps with her hand up under her chin. And she likes my wife. Teresa soothes her. You know, she puts her hand on her back and she lets her suck on her finger. But that's all I know.
That's five things no one else knows. It's five things.
Hatch is secure. Water, please. All right, let's see if I earn my paycheck today. Good, Emmanuel, give me a breath.
No bubbles?
So far, so good. Another breath.
I see bubbles.
Just a sure clamp. Oh, we got another leak. Ray, hold on to this clamp.
Dr. Torres, got a moment?
I don't, actually, because I have two more surgeries today, but I know the schedule's been a little crazy. I'll get on it tonight.
No, you're not, actually.
Okay, you're right. It may not happen until tomorrow, but...
You're not going to get on it at all.
Mr. Brotherton, we did everything we could.
Hey.
Cool lounge.
Yeah, no interns allowed.
I know. I was looking for you because I was wondering if you would meet me later in the on-call room.
I can't.
Oh, I thought you said that...
Yeah, I know what I said, but I can't.
Because of Meredith.
Look... I'm not getting involved in whatever you two got going on. I'm not choosing sides.
Except, clearly you are, so...
Dr. Bailey. You've been covering for Dr. Torres.
Chief, I've just been... shuffling a little paperwork.
You've been doing the lion's share of the chief resident's work. All the responsibility and none of the credit. You deserve the credit. You deserve the job. I should have given it to you in the first place. I hope you take it now. Because what you do and how you do it makes this hospital work.
Well, it's about time you noticed.
I remember a sixth thing. She hates the car seat. Unless she put this little duck up under her head. Hey. I'm gonna name you Keisha, okay? Because that's what your mommy wanted to name you.
I'm not stalking. I hate apples. Hate them. Think they shouldn't be allowed to be fruit. That's one. And two, I can draw really, really well on an Etch-a-Sketch. Like, really well. Like, I could be a professional if, you know, the profession existed. I play the trombone badly. I like math. And I notice that you do this thing with your hands when you're trying to make a point, like this, with your hands. And I know that that's about you, but I do it too. So it's also about me. And so that's five. Five things that I'm hoping will make it a little bit harder for you to hate me.
I could draw with an Etch-a-Sketch. Of all the things I could have chosen, no wonder she thinks I'm pathetic.
I saw your transplant today.
I know.
You know, extraordinary technique.
I know.
Can I buy you a drink? I have rather extraordinary techniques myself.
You're not attracted to me. You think you are, but you're not. You're attracted to my skill and my confidence and maybe how hot I look with my hands on a heart. But mostly you're attracted to me because I'm not attracted to you.
I told her I couldn't see her anymore.
You did?
Whatever. I don't need another chick with issues.
Thank you. Alex. Alex. Will you take my sister home? Come on, she plays the trombone and whatever. Just take her home, please. And it's pouring.
And my old man. Well, he is snow.
I finished painting.
I got fired.
I married Adele 2 years out of college. There's a lot I need to learn to do for myself.
Just pick up your own shirts from now on.
Taxi driver?
Meredith is coming over.
Better get back to my trailer. You talking to me?
De Niro?
Alex, I'm fine, thank you. Really, you can go.
What a pleasant surprise. It's Dr. Karev, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
I don't want to interrupt you, too.
Wait, Dad, you're going out?
Just down to the store.
Dad.
It's just down to the store, Lexi.
Why don't I go? You know, my car, it's right here.
I'm fine.
What do you need? Scotch, vodka, gin.
Scotch.
What did you do tonight?
Nothing. You?
Nothing.
It's late. Shouldn't you be going soon?
I just want to lie here for a few more minutes.
Finally.
See? I knew we had it in us.
Oh, that was as good as the first time.
No. It was better. Way better.
No, you're right, because, well, we were drunk, and, well, I'm not married, and that was just...
incredible. You're lying.
Well, so are you.
Chemistry. Either you've got it, or you don't.